Now, way back in 1979, I was a freshman at the University of Florida. Wait for it. And the outgoing football coach had gone out. A new football coach had come in the name of Charlie Pell, and they decided to rebrand the university logo. Used to be just a UF, kind of like Indiana's university's logo, just intertwined letters. But they said, no, we have a new coach, and now it's time for a new logo and a new look. And we waited and waited and waited, and finally they unveiled it, and here it is. And I remember thinking, I like it. Yeah, it's cool. Everybody hated it. And somebody said, well, the people who designed it, the university said, don't worry, it'll grow on you. And somebody else said, if that's the way you design a logo, you don't understand logos. Hi, everybody. I'm Bill Whittle here with Steve Green and Scott Ott, and we're here to talk about more logo and graphic travesty, because I'd like to present you with a new logo for a company that already exists. And here it is. The product that this represents is called Gentle Morning. It's a vitamin laxative supplement. It's 100% organically grown from hemp oil that is harvested from the jungles of Guatemala by yeoman farmers through fair trade practices, and it's something you can feel good about owning. This is not a logo for a 100% organic vitamin laxative. This is the new logo for General Motors. And I personally find it to be less effective than the old one. Steve, why does everything have to suck?
Thing is, we are not a bunch of grumpy old men, at least not most days, where, oh, it's new, I don't trust it, I don't like it. I love new stuff. I'm a gadget freak. I'm one of these people, and my wife is too, that actually signed up for the iPhone plan where you sign a 2-year agreement with Apple for your phone. But after the first year, you can just trade up to the next model and start your 2-year cycle over again, because my kids don't need the hand-me-down phones anymore. And I want the newest thing as soon as it's available. That's me. I want the latest, fastest, coolest thing. Well, this might be the latest thing from GM, but it's not cool. It's lame. It's just...
It's weak.
Let me give you an example of a modernized branding done well, and even done well by General Motors. We talked about this on the backstage. Cadillac a few years ago redid the famous Cadillac shield, you know, with the reds and oranges and all this stuff. And it was I will admit, the old logo was dated. It was classic. Everybody knew what it was. But they simplified it a little, and instead of being this very square shield, they stretched it out a little bit so it looked more like a classic winged logo like Chrysler used for a number of years. And it looked modern, it looked fresh, it looked strong. It looked like you would expect Cadillac to look back in its glory days, but a little more refined for modern sensibilities. I thought they did a brilliant job with that. This is the Star Wars sequel trilogy of rebranding. You take something people love and you just water it down to absolute nothing. And not only that, it's not just prequel trilogy or sequel trilogy bad. It's Rise of Skywalker bad. All right, I'll give them a little credit on the first one. It was a reboot of the original Star Wars. It touched some nostalgia points and all that. The second one, that Last Jedi, was just a misfire. Okay, they had a new director. We'll give them that. The third one, Rise of Skywalker, was so bad that me, who grew up on Star Wars, got so angry that I turned it off twice. Never finish watching the damn thing. If I could do that with this logo, I would. The only thing I can say in defense of this weak, woke, millennial-looking piece of lameness. I honestly, if you didn't tell me what it was, I would have thought it was General Mills trying to rebrand their breakfast cereals. It's that bad. You know what? I'm just going to stop. The only good thing they have is that they don't put it on all the cars. You know, the Chevy is still the bow tie. GMC is still three bold letters. Oldsmobile, okay, bad example with Oldsmobile, but you get my point.
I do. Scott, was it you who read the description?
Yes.
You don't happen to have it handy, do you?
I do.
Oh, good.
Could you? Would you mind? Could I impose upon you?
And this is because I want to make sure that our viewers understand that Bill and Steve are being so critical because they haven't received the full pitch that was certainly made.
We don't understand the logo then.
You don't understand. You're just looking
logo needs 300
I'm
words,
just looking
it
at it.
You're looking at a visual representation
view.
As if you were supposed to glance at that and immediately get a sense of what that was all about. But you didn't see the paragraph of explanation behind it. And I think if they simply tack this paragraph underneath the logo everywhere it appears, I think people will appreciate it much more. The company said in a statement, and this is quoting from Fast Company magazine, by the way, under the headline, General Motors' new logo is the biggest branding fail of 2021 so far. The company says, the new GM logo features a color gradient of vibrant blue tones, evoking the clean skies of a zero emissions future and the energy of the Ultium platform. That's GM's battery system. The rounded edges and lowercase font create a more modern, inclusive feel. The underline of the M connects to the previous GM logos, as well as visually representing the Ultium platform. And within the negative space of the M is a nod to the shape of an electrical plug. See, now that you know that, it's a much more, I guess not. You know, it just reminds me, when you said the Florida logo thing, I went through something similar at Penn State. Penn State's Nittany Lion logo used to be a snarling cat baring its teeth. It was a mountain lion with its fangs bared. But of course, that was a little too harsh and violent for whoever took over the graphics office. And so way back in, I don't know when, they developed this new logo. And at that time, I was actually in the custom sportswear business at Penn State. So this actually fundamentally affected the business that I was in because it was what we would put on t-shirts and sweatshirts and hats and stuff like that. And they introduced this stylized profile of this lion-like thing with it was kind of a weird series of overlapping curved shapes, which we immediately began referring to as the Nittany Porpoise. And I think that every true Penn State fan was like, get me a sweatshirt with the snarling lion again. Now the kids don't even know. They don't realize. And that's the whole point of this. GM thinks that somehow they're going to be able to rebrand themselves for a generation of people who are not only not thinking about buying a GM car, they're not thinking about buying a car. They're literally thinking, well, why would I get one of those? I can beckon a ride service at a moment's notice on my iPhone, and they will show up and take me to work, and I don't have the hassle of having to maintain that and stop and get gas and occasionally clean the windshield. All of that will be taken care of by this little app. And so they're trying to be kind of hip and up to date and attract those kind of people who are predisposed to not even drive. I mean, there are young people today who do not wish to have a driver's license. I think we did a whole show on this once. But it just shows you the kind of old fogies that must be in charge of GM, because even their attempt to be hip and up to date looks like something from six generations ago on your iPhone with the skeuomorphic buttons that they used to have with the color gradient. It doesn't even look like something from the current era. It looks like a throwback to an era that people weren't excited about. And now they're trying to make sure that people don't get excited about their new electric vehicles.
That's exactly right. And and you're right about the Nittany Lion. It looks like somebody carved a lion out of butter and then left it out in the sun in Florida. It's which makes me wonder, honestly, truthfully, I'm serious about this now, makes me wonder what would have happened if GM had gone in the other direction, if they'd gone for more aggressive, more old school, more kind of tough. I'll tell you one thing it would have been more original, it would have been fresher. Yeah. This logo looked like it was designed in 1999. Just to wrap up the Florida story, we had to go and live with this miserable logo that I showed you a moment ago, and then all of a sudden, ta-da! Now that's a logo, by God, that's a gator, and that ding! Why not go that way, GM? Because you can't, because everything sucks. If somebody had shown me this new GM logo in a focus group and said, come on, give me two words. Give me the first two words come to your mind about this. I would have said, well, I've got two sets of two words. Give them both. Give me both. I would have said, this logo makes me think of either new math or gluten-free. And that's not exactly the kind of thing you want for a motor company. epic fail, graphic designers, send it back, do it again, and charge them another $200 million or whatever I'm paying for that logo. By the way, I drive a General Motors car myself. It used to be called a Camaro, pronounced Camaro, but they're changing it. Next year, it's going to be called the Camra. So that'll do it for this edition of Right Angle, made possible by the members at BillWhittle.com, of which there is a large number of new members. Thank you for joining. We're glad to have you here. We'll see you next week on Right Angle.